Mitch mentioned there in the update, K-State women's track and field won the Big 12. Cliff Revelto is going to join us next segment. That's at around 4:40. 5:10, Wesley Iwundu, an up-and-down NBA combine. During the break, we were listening to an interview with him at the Pacers, with the Pacers' official website. He has an individual workout there. 5:10, we'll discuss that. Just how off the grid was I this weekend at 5:25? You're playing Metallica right now because you're trying to coerce me into giving you Metallica CDs that I won over the weekend.
That's just a coincidence, John.
In Colorado. Was it a coincidence?
It actually is, yes.
You literally just asked me during the break if you could have these Metallica CDs that I won.
It was already, you actually offered them to me. I didn't ask for them. I just asked.
I knew where I stepped in because I could see where the conversation was going.
John, I just don't want them to go to waste. I don't want them sitting in a hot vehicle all summer.
One, that is exactly what would happen to them unless you take them right now, which I'm fine with you taking those CDs. I mean, nothing against Metallica. Like, there are a handful of Metallica songs that I know and used to listen to, like, when we'd have to work out for sports and school. Like, that's honestly where I know a lot of it, just from high school. I have no problem with Metallica. I just don't, you know, I'm not going to go there and listen to Master of Puppets as I'm driving around in my car.
What if you going to Colorado Springs, what if that story was just a cover for you going to Kansas City to go see Garth?
To go see Garth? I mean, I won Metallica CDs. Like, I don't know what how that would indicate in any way.
I just don't think that you would be brave enough to admit that you saw Garth if you went and saw Garth.
Dude, I mean, no offense to Garth Brooks, but, like, sitting, that sounds like hell, sitting through
no offense
a Garth Brooks concert.
No offense, but it sounds like hell. Okay.
Well, it's just not me, man. That's not me. I've told you multiple times before, like, before I came up here for college and I had a bunch of fraternity brothers, like, from Nebraska and stuff, I could not tell you what a country radio station is in Kansas City. Didn't know they existed. I didn't know anybody that listened to it. None.
I promise you, John, if you can sit through Country Stampede and listen to the artists that were there last year, I don't remember who was it, like Toby Keith or something.
No, it wasn't Toby last year.
I have no idea.
But if you could sit through that, you could sit through a Garth Brooks concert.
Yeah,
you'd be okay.
But is it as much of a party at a Garth Brooks concert as it is?
It's a party.
It's probably an older crowd a little bit. But it's probably still not that bad.
Yeah, I mean, Stampede's fun. Like, there's a lot going on. You can walk around and do things.
You can meet Nebraska
fans. And by the way, the worst part of it is when it hits like 10 o'clock and the main act is going on and, like, I have no choice but to go there because everybody's watching it. So that part, that's the worst part of the weekend for me, going to Country Stampede. So, hey, I don't know how we wound up there. Tyler's dad joke took us to a Garth Brooks conversation.
Good grief.
I'm just messing with you, man.
All right.
All right, we got to be serious, okay?
Yep.
We got to be serious here. We need to take a moment of silence. If we could, I will give you the news here. Charlie Weiss, his payments from Notre Dame after being fired in 2009, they are finally over. So let's take a moment of silence for Charlie Weiss's buyout payments from Notre Dame that lasted a good solid like 7 years. Okay, thank you. All right, so here's the details. Today, someone got a hold of Notre Dame's official tax return for the last year, so that's where
good.
This
the tax
information
return
is
we've
coming.
All been waiting for.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm
there
firing go. On all cylinders today.
The final bill to get rid of Charlie Weiss, for Charlie Weiss to not coach Notre Dame football, Notre Dame paid him $18.9 million.
Man.
For him not to coach. And we take that moment of silence. Now, I just don't think all of us were aware the payments were done. They were done before the 2016 fiscal year, I guess, according to this tax return. But no longer is he being paid by multiple places to not coach football. If there is somebody who has been able to ride the Tom Brady gravy train more than Charlie Weiss, I don't know who it is. I mean, he staked such a reputation by working with the Patriots and working with Tom Brady. Matt Cassel maybe. There are a lot of people that have benefited a lot from Tom Brady. But the least substantive of the Tom Brady gravy train riders seems to be Charlie Weiss. And the other thing that I will say about Weiss is that, honestly, when I see stories like this and I start just chuckling to myself about Weiss, I miss him being the coach at Kansas. Of all the coaches that they have had post-Mangino and the post-Mangino slide to probably the worst Power 5 football program out there, there's no doubt that Charlie Weiss was the most fun to take shots at. I mean, that was the most fun to have being the coach of your rival because you just knew it was a disaster early on, and there are so many jokes that just write themselves, and he's such an arrogant dude.
Oh, yeah.
And he was just a very easy target.
It was
because of all those things.
Those early days, right after he got hired, and you know, you had KU fans that were like, "Yeah, K-State, we're coming for you. This is our guy. You know, we're going to build it up." It was just hilarious to see all of that stuff, and you knew how it was going to turn out. It was basically a Ponzi scheme from the beginning, but hey, he's sitting on that cash down in Florida somewhere right now.
Yeah, well, you know, when Turner Gill was there, I didn't really think it was a great hire at the time. And early on there, also, it became pretty clear that that was not the greatest hire in the world. But Turner Gill was a nice guy.
And he worked hard. He tried.
Yeah, he just, you know, I didn't, like, really dislike Turner Gill. It just, you almost felt bad for Turner Gill because he parlayed that Buffalo thing into a big job too early. And he just was clearly outmatched. You just knew he had no shot. So I had some feelings of like, okay, I feel bad for Turner Gill. Like Charlie Weiss was the total opposite. And I like that you bring up Ponzi scheme because it really does feel like Charlie Weiss just duped, you know, two straight Power 5 football programs Ponzi scheme-wise into just giving him a boatload of money. It was like, I just saw the number, $5.3 or something million dollars, his buyout from Kansas. I mean, that's over $20 million from two schools just to not coach. That's living, my friends.
Yeah.
I mean, I realize I'm sitting here making fun of Charlie Weiss and talking about, you know, just how much I liked him as a punching bag when he was at Kansas on down the road. But really, he's the one that's laughing because he's made all this money. I would allow people to make fun of me all over sports radio shows across the world if I got $18.9 million. I'll tell you that much. So, in a way, he is somewhat of a winner.
Charlie Weiss only actually had one losing season at Notre Dame out of five. He made it to two BCS Bowls. Won a bowl game in 2008.
But it looked like it was trending in a bad direction.
Those standards Notre Dame has, though.
Yeah, give me the year by year here. Give me the year by year.
All right, 2005, 9-3, lost the Fiesta Bowl.
9-3. Yeah, they're in the Fiesta Bowl. Give me it.
2006, 10-3, lost the Sugar Bowl. 2007, 3-9.
Eek.
2008, 7-6, won the Hawaii Bowl, and they finished at 500 in 2009.
Well,
yeah.
That's
why.
That's not awful.
He went to two BCS bowl games with the guys that he inherited. Two BCS bowl games when they had two lost regular seasons, I might add, which is not going to happen anywhere but about Notre Dame and maybe like four or five other schools in the country. And then it just was a disaster after that.
Combined record at KU in 3 years, 6-22. One win in the Big 12 Conference.
That's not great.
Was that comeback against Colorado when they were down like 28 or something?
2013.
Yeah, I think you're right. It was that wild
like that.
Comeback. Well, anyway, Charlie Weiss will not be paid by Notre Dame anymore. I did want to work this story in real quick before we get to Cliff Revelto next segment. K-State women's track and field won the Big 12 over the weekend. Patrick Mahomes was robbed at gunpoint over the weekend. That was one of those where I saw the headline pop up. I got it as an alert from my score app on my phone, and it was like your heart drops like, oh, crap, man. Like, the Chiefs finally just got a franchise quarterback that we've been clamoring for. I've been throwing a month-long celebration about it, and now is that going to mess him up? Does something happen because of this? It really, I thought the headline was somewhat sensationalized. Sounded like the perpetrators may not have even totally pulled out a gun. It was just reached in, acting like they were going to grab a gun, mm-hmm. and rob Patrick Mahomes and a couple of other people that he was with.
Not that it's not still a very serious
thing. No, absolutely.
Thing. But, you know, I do agree that when you hear robbed at gunpoint, you're looking at that word gunpoint as if there was actually a gun pointed at you, and apparently that wasn't the case.
Well, that's the risk. I mean, this happened back in Texas. Like, he came for minicamp with the Chiefs and then had since returned home, I imagine. That's the risk with this, and it does serve as a reminder to, just in the back of your mind, think about how dangerous it can be for guys going back home. We know about your Donna Ventura, which has already affected the Kansas City sports scene this year. You would not think Texas it would be as dangerous, obviously, as your Donna Ventura's home and going back there. But still, he is a big time target. And this is where I really wonder, there was no information. I kept looking and looking to try and figure out if there was any information about like a specific motive here, or like if they knew that Patrick Mahomes was who he was. That's what I wonder the most, because you think about his situation, he has just become a top 10 NFL draft pick, now is returning home. I would guess that he has been like a lot of guys go buy the car for mom. Mm-hmm. You know, they start spending money. They're going to be carrying money on them, you'd think. It just makes him such an easy target.
He was already the son of a major league pitcher.
Yes.
So.
I mean, you know that the family has some money there. So all those things make him a very easy target. And just still learning how to deal with all the fame and having the money, that probably has not really set in totally yet for Mahomes. He has so much else to worry about. You're thinking about this from the point of view of the guy that was going to rob him. There are so many things that make Mahomes a pretty sparkly target there if you're into the rob game.
Oh, yeah.
Robbery game.
Yeah, I would say, you know, if I were in the business of giving advice to a lot of these people, it would be you need to lay down really, really low for the first, you know, 4 to 6 months after the draft, just to try to avoid a situation like this.
And he may have been.
It might have been, sure.
I have no idea.
Tyler, Texas is a medium-sized city.
I will be curious to see what some of the details are that emerge here, if he was targeted specifically. Maybe we won't get anything else. I do not know. Wesley Iwundu up and down at the NBA Combine. We'll give you the information on that at 5:10. None of it really surprised me. I'll explain that as well at 5:10. But coming up next, how did K-State women's track and field team knock off Texas? The Big 12 meet. We'll ask Cliff Revelto when we return.